ATIA, this is Michael Loft. And along with talking to vendors, we certainly wanted to catch up with some individuals who were cruising to all the different booths and get their take on what they liked, what they thought were showstoppers, and grab their attention. And we caught up here with Philip Graves. Thanks for dropping by today, Philip.
Thank you.
Hey, tell us, I guess you said you were interested in kind of the magnifiers and needing that kind of tool. So curious about what you saw here and what you liked, what grabbed your attention.
Well, we saw a couple of products while we were here, and one of the products that really caught our attention was a presentation by Optilec. Optilec showed us two products, a portable and a desk-mounted magnifying system. The portable one, which is called FarView, was very impressive. It was impressive because of its compact size, but the functionality that it had. And then some of the nice features that they showed us was the ability to take the magnifier and pick it up and look at a menu like at a McDonald's, freeze the picture, bring it back down, increase the magnification, and then scroll and read through the menu so you can make your menu selection.
Nice.
It was really nice. And then they had other features as far as it being on the table and changing its colors and inversions and everything else. So that was a really cool product. So that was the portable one. Now, the desktop one that they showed us at Optilec was really nice. One of the major features that we kind of liked was two things that caught our eye. The screen itself, which was, I believe, about a 20 or 22-inch screen, actually projects out to you. You don't have to bend over to see the image on
like
the screen.
Like a 3D kind of thing?
No, the actual physical screen.
Oh,
actually,
I see.
Telescopes.
I see. Gotcha.
Okay, it telescopes towards you. So it's ergonomically a better piece of equipment. And the other thing that we found nice about that is that the screen, even when it does telescope to you, you can take the screen and turn it 90 degrees and it'll keep the same orientation. So if you're looking at a table or if you were magnifying a table that was laying on the deck, it would show up in its regular orientation. So it's really two nice pieces of equipment that we looked at.
And you looked at other magnification equipment as well?
We looked at other magnification systems, and there's quite a few here, actually.
Yeah, I've spoken with quite a number of vendors, but these two pieces really stood out to you as being functional and just ergonomically
Yes, they really stood out, and they stood out from a standpoint of quality workmanship. Some good engineering thoughts went into it. And especially the portable unit. The portable unit even had a neck strap where you can hang it from your neck. So
it wasn't that heavy.
So it wouldn't be too intrusive on you. We also looked at some scanners, talking scanners, and there was one at EVAS was showcasing that was really a dynamite scanner. It had a DVD burner. It had the ability to burn data to thumb drive, had two USB ports in the front of it, had a monitor on it. It did a whole lot of things. And the functionality of the software, and you also had the ability to plug that scanner into the network. It had a NIC card in it. So that was something else that caught our attention.
Wow, cool. Anything else? Or those are really the big three for you?
Those are some of the big three, but another thing that really caught my attention was the presentations put on by Adobe. Adobe was looking at the Flash players and also looking at accessibility to the content of the Flash media. And I went to a few of those presentations, and it was just really nice. For example, a Flash movie they were showing also can have, besides closed captioning, also has the ability to put a transcript below the Flash movie, which is accessible using JAWS or a screen reader.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that we really like. And of course, we always enjoy looking at Cerotech's products because of the Essay to Go. We saw this product last year that was presented, and I took the product back to the college where I work, and our tech guys and everybody looked at it, and we ended up putting that Essay to Go on our library site as a link to the Cerotech site to get the Essay to Go.
It's very nice in that environment where you have multiple computers and you don't want to mess them up with drivers, you know, video display mm-hmm. issues.
That's correct. It doesn't leave a footprint behind.
Exactly.
And we do use JAWS, and we have it on many of our computers, but the students that can't afford it at home or something, and they're trying to read the websites, they can just easily go to Cerotech and go to the SA2Go, and they have a screen reader.
Now, which college are you at, Philip?
Valencia Community College here in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're local here. So you got to... Julie, you were touring with Philip. You're also here from the Valencia College.
And what, yes, correct.
What Valencia caught your Community attention? College. Was it kind of the same, the magnification, or anything else grab your eye?
Well, once again, at the Optolec breakfast, they showcase their new equipment, and it really is very eye-catching. No pun intended, very eye-catching.
Well, no, I think you just had a nice endorsement for them. I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Yes, they have one CCTV, one closed-circuit TV, that you can actually have some presets, and you can set, for example, a font size, and so whatever you put under it, it will automatically go to that font
regardless
size.
Regardless how much larger or smaller. That's very nice.
Correct. And even if they showed a document with some tiny print on the bottom, and that also went to that same font size automatically after some time sitting on the XY table. It was very nice.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, Freedom Scientific is here with their Topaz. They're good friends of ours. We have several of their units at the college on several campuses. But, you know, they have some hefty competition here.
Yes, there's multiple magnification and display options for individuals. That's one reason we're doing these interviews, to let people know that there are options.
Absolutely. And Dolphin is here with a new version of their Easy Converter, which is a fantastic alt format production tool.
Oh, okay.
So that's that was noteworthy as well.
Thanks a lot, and enjoy the ATIA this year.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a nice day.